Shurim Zion, Shurim Tessin Shabbos, Tu B'Shvat HaTov Shemam Zion, February 3rd, 1977, Thursday, continued.
On the score of Mitzvah, which is a Yochid, which is a Rabbi, and it's a Toyarichte. It's a Toyarichte. So the Yochid is a Dawid, but you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it, which is a Rabbi. Now I saw you in the Chudu, in the Chayim. We try to get on, but I mean, there's no doubt that this is the Pshat Rashi. Really, Hoche, it's like here, Kapoile, we don't know. And if the Rotsin, the Kabon, and the Rotsin of the person was that it should be Noch the moment it crosses the borderline, so Hoche, we say, Dalet, we boil it, we don't know. So then, so now, and when does it, where does it actually rest? We say, Dalet. So there we cannot say that it's not Noch. Noch it is. But then it cannot be Mechuyev. So, Yili Hoche, it's like Sirka Boil in Tanuach. So Mele, it's considered Noch the moment it crosses the borderline. So he becomes Mechuyev on the score of Meitzim, which is Hayochi, which is Arabi. And then it is Nekar again. But it cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Mavad Aladamet, which is Arabi, because it's not Noch as Machsheves. Yes, what is it? Yeah, because it's not in Machshavas Hashemes. Hochel is a dalet loy boil it anuach. Vilesel is rike dalet. Veloy mechayel lo. Dibinon ha-akire mitchilas dalet b'shis ha-rabin va-anochet. We say dalet b'shis ha-rabin. V'oche. Now here is a very difficult question. Yes, what is it?
Okay, going two questions. In the case, so therefore, Kavon, Nizkagnis, or Dal, is our Shmona, so therefore when it reaches Dal, we should say, Kutza Kavunta, because since he had Kavon at the throw of Dal, even though it went eight, so we should say Kutza Kavunta because it reached that point.
You mean according to Rabbi Yude?
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yude. So, this Chama, this Rekamba, this Oreg,
Shmona. Shmona should be five because of Dal.
Maybe Rabbi Yude will say that.
Alright.
Well, maybe Rabbi Yude will say that.
Alright. And then one
more. Shmona doesn't go according to Rabbi Yude here. Yeah. When you want to say this Chama, this Rekamba.
Alright, one more time. So now, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda, so he's saying when he says the pit.
But the only thing is, I mean, if it is, let's say, in the case of Rishis Rabbi, so Rishim and Rishim say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Kudak and Shemuch Adam in the same Rishus, only in another Rishus. So, anyway, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to these Rishim, so he wouldn't be Potter, because in the same Rishus we do not say Kudak and Shemuch Adam.
All right, one more question. So now we're saying,
One second, they haven't reached that Gemara yet. One second. This Rashi is very strange. Really, Hoche. Eight five tzirka boil, liton luach. Hoche, we say, dalet, we boil, liton luach. Vilese, we zrike dalet. Vilu mechayev lo. Vilu mechayev lo. Dibino nakira mitchilas dalet, vishis rabi vanoche. We say, dalet, vishis rabi. Vihoche, im yitzias ha-pesach. Holoi noch. Holy Noch, that's a very strange expression. I mean, the Marshal and the Maram were both aware of that expression. Holy Noch, the area we see Dalet, the Mechayev, Atavai, Umiwa, Tsoye, Udi Mechayev, the Niskayu Marshavte, Don Noch, Vishu Sarabi. So, in other words, what should Rashi say? Rashi should say that if the Kavone was that it should be Noch, the moment it crosses the borderline. so we save Dalet, so his chotzen was that it shouldn't be Noch, we save Dalet. So Mimele, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Mitchilas Dalet, we save Dalet. Why not? Because the Hanoche of we save Dalet is not Melechas Machsheves. So that is alright. But he's Mechuyev. Hayitzoye. What itzoye? So when does it become mechuyev on itzoye? Not when it rests, we say dalet, but the moment it becomes cold after it crosses the borderline. But the Roshna in Rashi is strange, so he says, V'hochei mitzies ha-pesach holoi noch. Rashi should say, V'hochei mitzies ha-pesach holoch. And then when it's heber, we say dalet. So that's not last machsheves. Why does Rashi say, but then Rashi concludes it properly. When are we Shusarabi? and the bar, right after the borderline. Right after the borderline. So the Mashal and the Maram, they both were aware of this difficulty in Rashi. He was aware of the difficulty because since his rotzen was that it should be noch right at the borderline, so the mele it is noch because putuk him shunch adami, but he cannot be mechuyev and avore mitchila dalin seif dalin because it's not melech zmachsheves, because the second anoche, there are two anoches here, so the first anoche is in accordance with melech zmachsheves, the second anoche not. So that's what bothered the Maran. But why did he say Roshim Yusari? Because of it. It's not a question of Roshim Yusar. It's an incorrect expression, it's an incorrect Roshim. Not a Roshim Yusar. Not a Roshim Yusar. So what does the Maran mean? So obviously we have to say that the Shafi Rashi means, and that's probably what the Maran means. So when he says Hochel Mechayev, not holoi noch, period. But he says, "Beochei mitzias haPesach, holoi noch mehever l'siv dalad l'chayev." In other words, it goes together. It is noch, but it is not the kind of noch and then a new akire with a new anoche chiyuvis. This is what he means. Beochei. Not holy noch, stop. But holy noch, we have only saved Dalit in the Chayev Atavaye. It doesn't involve two acts of Itzoye. One act of Itzoye of Mitzi Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaRabin, and is noch right after the borderline. And then a new Itzoye of Mitchilas Dalit, we saved Dalit with the second Anoche, that is Mechayevin. That not. It's all, in other words, this is what Maram means. Not holy be v'ochim mitzis haPesach holy noch stop, but v'ochim mitzis haPesach holy noch mehever l'siv dalet. Two it's noch, but it is not the kind of noch that it's noch and then a new itzoye with the second anoche. It's noch and without a new anoche that should be mechayevim. So mele holy noch mehever l'siv dalet din mechayev atavaye. Mechayev atavaye. So mele. So, umi wa atzo Yehudi mischayev, di miskay bo machshavtei, do noch b'yoshus harabim, do noch b'yoshus harabim. So, in other words, so it is noch b'yoshus harabim because it's miskay bo machshavtei. So it became noch the moment it crossed the borderline, and even though it continued to be in motion until it stopped. For at the end of our Dames, but Alpidin, that motion is considered as in a state of Anochi. This is how the Maram explains it. Not that when he says Roshim Yusar, he means that he doesn't mean Holy Noch stop, but Holy Noch mehever l'siv dalet is chayav atavaye. Now let's see what the Mashal says. The Mashal was also bothered. עד כמה שנתוודאי, דין יציא את הפסח ונוח. לא יצא יציא כפול את המין הנהשת. No, he says, so there is a mistake in the Mashal. ודאי דין יציא את הפסח נוח. Words, because here Rashi says, לא ינוח. I think that there is a mistake here. The ודאי דין יציא את הפסח נוח. Do יצא יציא. So why does Rashi say דבוח עם יציאס הפסח או לינוך, אלא לראות על האמא, דבוח עם יציאס הפסח לינוך על דעס להריה. עציב דלד נחליב גם העבורת. צינת רואית, יזרוץ לו אוזנת. רשי explains it. I mean, the Vashor explains the Rashi. I think that there is one word that should be stricken out from the Vashor. Vadai di mitzias ha-Pesach, noch, not loy noch. Because this is the kasha that he asks against Rashi. Vadai di mitzias ha-Pesach, noch. Do nitzlai tzir kapoyelo. If you say there is no toy sefer in the Vashor, so then it doesn't make sense. The Marshal doesn't make sense. Vada didn't see a Pesach noch do it's like Tzirka Boyer. Doesn't make sense. But Vada didn't see a Pesach noch do it's like Tzirka Boyer. Can be an Ashti. So why does Rashi say, Holy Noch the Heavier? El the Rotalema, do you see a Pesach noch, Al Das La Havi Ratzi Dalid, Din Chayev Gama Avore, Vim Chayev Lai Tzoyim Skaim Machshavte. It's not the kind of noch with the new Akire to make a new Anoche. Because his rotzen was just for one Anoche, not for two Anoches. So it's loy noch with the intention of making a second Anoche. This is how he explained. All right, I mean, it's similar to the way the Maram explained. But anyway, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in Rashi. In other words, I mean, this Rabbi Kveya says, in his Rosh Hashanah, the previous Rashi, that when Rashi says Vitzoy Arich to Udovat, because Rabbi Yehuda only applies the Halacha of Udovat in Shimuncho if it's a Sav de Machshavte, but if it's not a Sav de Machshavte. Alright, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. So even if we assume that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Leza, that Mechayev had told him, look him up, but how can he Mechuyev Shtai? Yehoche Kaboyle, Yehoche Loi Kaboyle, Yehoche Kaboyle, Yehoche Loi Kaboyle. Amalei, ואין מקום מוקים שתירץ את הנוח. מוקים שתירץ את הנוח, וכי הוא יוליך בסלי, הווה לי קיר ומחשוב את מתאווי. So in other words, so this is the terse of the glory. Now the way the Marshor explained the Rashi, בוח אם יציאס הפסח הוא נוח מעבר לסים דלת. There was no anoche, one anoche with the intention of that there should be a second anoche. So that's the more sterility is, no. Here we are dealing with the case where there was, where his rots and his kabone was, that there should be one anoche and a second anoche. V'chim d'loich b'slei havelei kiyum machshov v'bitavai. Now, from this lotion of Rashi, when Rashi says, ve'imei ha-kolmokim she'tir tzetanuach, ve'imei ha-kolmokim she'tir tzetanuach, so we see that Rashi holds that Rashi emphasizes v'chidin d'loi ich b'slei. So it's mashma that in order that it should conform to Meleches Machsheves, it's not necessary that it should be makpit davke kol mokim shetirtze tenuach. In other words, as long as he is indifferent, so it also conforms to Meleches Machsheves. When doesn't it conform to Meleches Machsheves? If he has a kepede to the contract. So in other words, when the Gemara said, Yilohe kaboyelo, that dafke, that it should, that Yilohe kaboyelo, if his rotzen was that it should rest dafke at the end of Daladamis, that it should not rest immediately after the borderline. So mele, it's not Meleches Machsheves. If his rotzen was that it should rest the moment it crosses the borderline, and it should not rest at the end of the Ladamis, then it's not Lechaz Machsheves. But suppose he says, I don't care, it can rest here, it can rest there, it can rest in both places, then it conforms to Lechaz Machsheves. Now, that is certainly Rashi Shite, because of what Rashi says in Klal Gadol, there in the Sugya of Atzot Chalozim. So, when Rashi is more there, the fine hail on the hour. Avabaye, Bobbe, the Amrit Avaye, neither of Shimon, Psychiatrist, or Yamus. So the Gemara says, Shalor, and the Hamad is very shomet, very nearly, Kay, had the way to see it. So Rashi says, Shedama Chai, Kim, Dama Mes, יחיד יכול לעצמי נסחב ומתארח לישון בישר יום אז ביודל אפילו מייסים כמה לא ניססית וחיד מידע רבשימן במידה דלו יחפש לי. So first of all, we put it out that Rashi is חלק הנוח and that Rashi שיטי יש that פסיכרי של יחפש לי so נסחב but then we can do something else that Rashi says that where it's a יחפש לי what is it different than his חיים השבס. So, number one, he's chelik adoch in regard to the kolatirikul, the kaloche of the Moshe Mishavin, so the Och says, psikhe shum yich beslei, kolatirikul is not Mishavin, and Rashi Shite is that kolatirikul is Mishavin, and then in regard to Melechas Machsheves, we also see that Rashi Shite is that where it's lo yich beslei, it's lo yich beslei, so then it's no chizom in Melechas Machsheves. As Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim says it even according to the Och. So the chisom of Lich Besle is in the Kolatiri Kuladikadin of the Moshim Yisrael. But not in Lechetz Machsheves, as far as Lechetz Machsheves is concerned. So if it's different, so then it is Lechetz Machsheves. Then it is Lechetz Machsheves. But when is it the chisom of Lechetz Machsheves if he's unhappy, like here? Kol kamadiz v'nishom etvei nicha leikeichen leitzel tzivei. So Mele here Rashi also emphasizes in the kolmokim shetirtze tenuach v'chim lo yich beslei hava leikiyo machshove bitavai. Now I think that I discussed when we went over the suki in Kol Godel that the Rashbo shite is contrary to Rashi shite, that the Rashbo shite is, and of course the Rashbo, what Rashbo says, I mean, what Reb Chaim says is not true according to the Rashbo. Reb Chaim doesn't say it in the Rashbo. But the Rashbo shita is that from the point of view of Melechas Machsheves, so he has to be Mechavim Dafke for this. But if he is indifferent and he doesn't care, so then, according to the Rashbo, he does not come with him Melechas Machsheves. So according to the Rashbo, the Rashbo couldn't use that expression. In other words, the Rashbo would explain the Gemara that I wanted it should be noch after crossing the borderline, and that it should be noch after the Adamis, that it should be considered noch like Shabbos. And the Rashbo uses that lashon because he's the Rashbo Lishitose, but Rashi is Lishitose. Because according to Rashi, when is it a chisom in Leches Machsheves? Only when he's unhappy, when he doesn't want it. So when the Gemara said Ilochek Boyelo, it means Ilochek Boyelo, and he did not want Befeira Shnat. The other way, on Ilochek Boyelo, Ilochek Boyelo, Dafke, the end of the Adamis, and Befeira Shnat, the moment he crosses the borderline. All right, now. Pshite, Yishabe Lizrik Shmei, Mizorak Arba, Harik Kosav Shei Mishimet. So Gemara says it first, yes,
right? Alright, so we see now, we said that this place was going to the first Anokha Kirtan, it was Nekar and Anokha again.
Yeah.
So we see now, if you would have done the choir, Anokha Dalit for Akira. So why wasn't mentioned in this case about Dalit?
What is it?
This case, it wasn't an Akira and Anokha Dalit, so why wasn't mentioned in Dalit?
Well, this is only according to the Havamin of the
Gemara.
No. It might be so that I didn't record him. Chai for your Rebbe Shtayim. Ilohek a boy alone, or Heloik a boy alone. Ilohek a boy alone, or Heloik a boy alone. So on Malay, so the mighty so that I didn't record that in Chai for Rebbe Shtayim. They ain't a call walking to the other side. That's what it is. What?
According to the maskon of this sugya,
yeah,
Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayev shtayim if he held like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the only reason he's not mechayev shtayim. So adarav, the maskon he doesn't require an akira at the moment. It should have been brought to Nafdalit. This is only the salkadait.
All right, fine, but mele there is no brayse mifureshes. There is no hecha from this brayse. So why should we more mention it?
But there are other things there that were brought without.
What?
The gemara was docher right away.
I mean. So here,
the cases there
if we say that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev only one, so the Mele, you cannot, there is no hech from Rabbi Yehuda's din, so the Gemara couldn't mention it. Pshita nischav nizrik shmeino bizor akar ba harikos avshem ishimen. This is what Gemara said at first. So, I mean, according to Rashi, so it's only the self-denying of Gemara. So, if he's nischav nizrik shmeino bizor akar ba, so harikos avshem ishimen and he's chayim. Why? Now, suppose someone has the kavone to write shimen, but then he only wrote shimen. So he's chayim. Why? Because yesh b'chol mosai money. So when he was mischaving to write shimen, so he was mischaving also shimen. You cannot write shimen ayin vav nun without writing first shimen. So meleb yesh b'chol mosai money. So the Gemara assumed here that when he's mischaving he's like shimen and zorak arba. So, because of Shem Shimon, because when he was mischaving to be Zeirik Shmeino, so he had kavone to that the bow should pass four ames plus four ames. So, the melee, there was kavone on the first four ames also. And then it rested after the first four ames. So, it is Nasis Machshavte, because when he was mischaving that he should pass eight ames, so in effect he was mischaving he should pass first four ames and then other four ames. So the male is chayim. But mischaving is like arba mizorak shmeino. Suppose his kavoni is that he should pass only four ames and then he pass eight ames and he rested after eight ames. So his kavoni was not fulfilled. Mal, mi amrino, ho afiklei. So that, after all, he was mischaving to be zeirik, but his kavone was just for four, and it passed eight. But it's not necessary that it should be mavia, eight ames. So maybe it's chayev, oy dilma, no. Heich ediboye holiroch. So even though he was mischaven l'yisev, but there's a loch of leches machsheves that even if he's mischaven l'yisev, mischaven l'okiteini, l'okatanovi, you see, he's also potter. Because when l'nasen machshavte, so here too, so he should be potter. So the Gemara says, v'lav hayne d'oma l'rabi, l'rabashi, v'oma l'rabi. So, according to Rashi, this Gemara. So the Gemara first assumed that in the case of Nischav Nizrik Shemino Vizorak Arba goes without saying that he's what? That he's high. But the Gemara had this topic in the case of Nischav Nizrik Arba Vizorak Shemino. So then the Gemara says, the Rav Haidi the Omalei Rabbi El Rav Asher the Omalei Behimlea Kol Mokim Shetirotze Tunuach the Omalei Kol Mokim Shetirotze Tunuach. So in other words, so Rashi is saying that the Tarzan is now saying, even though at first the Gemores took it for granted that Nischav Nizrik Shmeino Vizorak Arba, he is certainly Chayev, now the Gemore refused him. And now the Gemore is saying, not only in the case, in the second case of Nischav Nizrik Arba Vizorak Shmeino, so he's Potea, but even in the first case where you took it for granted that he is Chayev, he's also Potea. Why? Because Lama and Dom Rabin Ravash the Omale being a combo came shifty on the Tonua, come and see the Rash. I cost of Shimishin. Now we come to Tabay in the high business. The Avobishin is coming in Mohobi, Lama and the Boy in a Romali being there. Holy Omar or Hemi Mahai, and King Mohobi Mokimach Shafte. So the Gemara said that only the combo came shifty on the Tonua. But suppose it wouldn't be Kolmokim Shetir Tzitonuach if it's Nochek Boile, he couldn't be Chayiv Shtayim. Why not? Because it's not Lachet Machsheves. Olmachun Chayiv Kinochem Mokim Machshavti. Hochename Bitavayim Iftah. Leishne Nisham Mizrik Shmeino Vizor Karba. Leishne Mizrik Arba Vizor Shmeino Ipon. Hochek Asinot. Udik Amre Tarim Kosav Shem Shemet. והנסחב עם מזריק שמינו וזו על דלת ופשיטה לנחיו וכמי זה. So, So you said there that was Havam, that there it, the Havam was that certainly is Chayev. That in Israel Shminus are valid. Midome, Hosom, there is no similarity between Nischav and Lizri, Nischav and Lichtev, Nischav and Nischavim Lichtiv Shimen, because of Shem Shimen. Hosom kol kama do likos of Shem, Luim Lichtav Shimen. Hilkach kikos of Shem, bikamonekas. Vovid limiloch, dieishom, dieish, dieish Shem Odom, dibeisis is alol. Bis alol. So mele, when he was Nischavim to like Shimen, Ayin Bov Nun, so he could not finish the whole Meloche, the big Meloche, unless he first did the Meloche Ketano. But the Meloche Ketano is also sufficient to be Mechayevi. So in Mele, it's Nasis, so the Meloche Ketano was Nasis Machshav, Nasavte, Hoche, Kamud Lizori Karba, Lizori Kalitamne, Bitnil. So Rashi explains it Bitnil. Shetunuach, Hoche kol kamod lizorik dalet. Now he was nischav lizorik shmeino. So you can't say, and vizorak arba. So you cannot say that he should be mechuyev. Because you cannot say kol kamod lizorik dalet, shetunuach lizorik dalet, we misdarik litamne, bitneo. If the mitzia said in, that in order that a person should be zeirik, a distance of chesam, the sinrishus rabin, then first it must pass over a distance of Dalet Ames and Binoch, and then continue passing another four Ames and Binoch at the end of Dalet Ames, then it would be analogous to Shem Shimen. But the Mitzvah is not like that. It can continue passing beyond the four Ames without making a Hanoche, without making a Hanoche at the end of four Ames. Some mele, the kavone of Lizrik Shmeino cannot be considered al pedin as the kavone of Lizrik Dalet plus another Zrik of Dalet by Shem Shimen. So the kavone of Shimen, of writing Shimen, is the kavone of writing Shimen first and then Arim Vov Nun after that. But by Nischav Lizrik Shmeino, so it's not a kavone when you are mechaving to throw a distance of chesames. It's not a kavone. You can't split it up and say that the kavone is to that it should throw it first for ames and then four more ames. No, it's a kavone of eight ames. So anyway, and he didn't rest at the end of eight ames. He rested at the end of four ames. So it's only nasis machshav. He said, "Hoche kol kamo." So this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that the Gemara refutes even the original assumption of the Gemara. That even the according to Maskon of the Gemara, so even Yischav Yisrik Shmeino Yisorek Arba, so he's also about that. But the Rashbo and the Rambam, they are chilek. Now, so they hold that the original assumption of the Gemara remains in Maskon. In other words, in the case of Nischav and Nischav Shneino, Vizorak Arba, so they are, so in the Hanami is Mechuyev, because it's like Kosav Shem Yishimet. But the Gemara had Nabai, Nischav and Nischav Arba, Vizorak Shneino, we have no obligation to deal with the boy of the Moch. So then the Gemara says, Vilav, I need to amale Rabbi and the Rabash, be amale, be aime, call Mokim Shetiot, say, Tonuach. So Tonuach. So, he said, Vamale, be aime, call Mokim Shetiot, say, Tonuach. So in other words, so the Raya is in regard to the second case, not in regard to the first case. Now, then the Kasha of the Gemara is, the Kamret, Hari Kosav Shem Shimen, Midome Hosom, kamodli kosif shem limichta lishimen. So how does Rashi explain it? Hoche kamodli zoi kamodli yutabli tamme bitmiho. So the Rashba says, it's b'nechus. It's not. It's not bitmiho. But the Gemara is saying, the Rashba explains the Gemara as follows. Udikamre tari kosav shem mishimen. So the Gemara says, midome. Hoso kamodli kosav shem limichta lishimen. Some mele, the kavone of writing shimen is the kavone of writing first shimen, and then after finishing shimen, he'll write ayin vov nun. Some mele, so it is just as a person had the kavone to be tefer, to pgodi, and he was tefer one vegan, so you'll say it's not nasa mashavte, just because his mochek deile that he had in mind wasn't completed. But he had the kavone to the mochek tane as well. So in other words, the kavone to shimen is the kavone to write first shimen and then to write three more letters. So it's not machshavte. But hoche b'nichuse kamod lizorik arba loy mizrik leitame. Loy mizrik leitame. In other words, here it is nischav and nizrik shmeino. Because the Gemara is kasha according to the Rashba, so the Gemara says the kamlet. Hari kosav shem mishimen midome hosom kamod likosav shem limichtem lishimen. So the Gemara gives the teretz that here too hoche kamod lizorek arba limitrek leitane. This leitane that here that the original assumption, in other words, there was a kasha against the original assumption, and that the Gemara gives the teretz and is miyashik the original assumption of the Gemara. Because here too, the hanoche at the end of four ames is not indispensable towards the continuation of the zrike from the first dalet to the second dalet. But the passing of the first, of the dalet is indispensable towards the passing beyond the dalet. Towards the passing beyond the Dalet. So Mimele, it's mamish like Nischav and Nizrik, Shimen, and because of Shimen. Now, we have to understand, what there's definitely a machlekes in a certain omdes between the Rashba and Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, so it's bitnio. Hoche kamod lizorik arba lo mizrik leitam. Bitnio. Hoche kamod lizorik arba lo mizrik leitam. Is it? So how does Rashi explain it? Shetunuach lizidalet lo mizdatik leitam. So Rashi emphasizes hoche kol kamod lizorik dalet shetunuach lizidalet. He has to emphasize shetunuach lizidalet because it's bitnio. Because if he wouldn't emphasize the shetunuach lizidalet, some mele. So really, you couldn't say it with me, so then it would be in Chaname, you see. Because when you are mechaven to throw a ball over a distance of Chesames, so then the passing of the ball over the first Dalet Ames is indispensable towards the passing over the second Dalet Ames. So how can Rashi explain that it is bitmio? So Rashi, in order to explain bitmio, he says, Einochaname, the passing over the distance of the first Aladames is indispensable towards the passing over the distance of the second Aladames. But the Hanoche, after the first Aladames passing, is not indispensable towards the passing over the second Aladamas. But according to the Rashba, the Gemara is saying that as long as the passing over the first Aladamas is indispensable towards the passing over the second Aladamas, so it's Aladamas, so the Mele is considered like Shemishim. Now, Shemishim, so then it is obvious that it's misadu machshavtei. Why? Because shimen is a meloche by itself, without anything. You don't have to write. And he had a letter said to Shimon. So Mele, when he had kavonet to write, Shimon, Mayan, Bob, Nun. So in effect, he had the kavonet to do two meloches. To write one meloche of Shimon, and then to continue it, and prolong the meloche. Now, but here, suppose it would pass. So Rashi says that here it's not considered like Shimon, because when he is having to throw the ball, it should go Chesames, it should cover the distance of Chesames. So true, his kavoni was that first it should pass the first Aladames and then continue to pass the second Aladames. But the first Aladames, the passing of the first Aladames without Hanoche, is not the Meloche. It's not the Meloche. So in Meile, there was no Kavoni. You can say Yesh Bechlam Osayim Oni. By Shem Shimon, you can say Yesh Bechlam Osayim Oni. But here, you cannot say Yesh Bechlam Osayim Oni. So apparently, the Rashba holds that here you can also say Yesh Bechlam Osayim Oni. Why? Because when you have the Kavoni, that it should pass the first Aladames, I mean that it should pass Chesames. So the Kavoni is that it should first pass the first Aladames and then the second Aladames. Now I think that the machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo has to do with the Shaile. I mean, I discussed it. There's a machlekes between Rav Chaim and Rav Ben Kuzhner on that question. When someone is mavia, they both assume that when one is mavia mitchilas dalet, they say dalet. So the dalet, the passing of the dalet, is an integral part of the ma'aseh. The question is, suppose he's mavia mitchilas dalet, they say ches. Mitchilas dalet we say ches. So is it considered that? So Reb Chaim assumed that when is mavir chesames, so all the chesames is an integral part of the ma'aseh. And Reb Levi assumed no, that when is mavir chesames, so only the first four ames is an integral part of the ma'aseh. The second dalet ames is a neutral zone. Now, if we say in the Rashbo, we have to say that he holds that when one is Zerik Chesames, so then only the first four Ames is an integral part of the Maisavere. The second four Ames is a neutral zone. It's a neutral act. It's not part of the Maisavere. It's like Mechonos Leplati Der Stop, the second Aladames. So Leila the Rashba says Mechus Hoche Kamed Lizorek Li Arba when this don't go to Tamne, because it's analogous. Of course you could argue the Rashba, but we can understand the Rashba this way. In other words, we say that inasmuch, and the Kamja, I mean the Rashba, I forgot what I said. The Rashbo, I might have said it the wrong way. The Rashbo has to say that when one is Eric Chesames, when one is Eric Chesames, so then all the Chesames is an integral part. Is an integral part of the Maisavere. So in Mele, it's analogous. It's analogous to Shem Shimon. It's an integral part of the Maisavere. All the Chesames. So it's like Shem Shimon, because Shem Shimon, so when he writes Shimon, so Shimon is an integral part of the Maisavere. And then when he continues writing, Ayin Vov Nun, it's still an integral part of the Maisavere. It's still an integral part of the Maisavere. So Mimele, we can say Yesh Bechlam Osayim Oni. Mashinkin, if we are going to say that the second Aladames the second Aladames is a neutral zone, is a neutral zone. Some Mimele, we cannot say that it's analogous to Shem Yishimen, because by Shem Yishimen, so he had the kavone to do a longer meloche. He had the kavone to do a longer meloche, and he did a smaller meloche. Mashein can hear. So it's not that he had kavone to do a longer meloche, and he did a smaller meloche. He had kavone. The meloche consisted only of the passing of the first Aladamis. But his kavone was that to do a meloche of passing to the first Daladamis, and the Daladamis should be at the end of Chesamis. And how did it happen? In other words, the Hanoche was immediately after the passing of the Daladamis. So in many ways, it's not analogous to Shem Yishimen. All right, but I don't want to discuss that. We'll discuss it next time.
Shir Nun and Shabbos Chof Shvat Hei Tov Shalom at Zion, February 8th, 1977, on Tuesday.
Now, last time, so we left off by the Gemara of Pshitin Yischavim Mitzrek Shmeino Vizora Karba. That's Sugye. Now, so I mentioned the two Shittes of Yishenu, Rashi Shite, that while at the beginning the Gemara assumed that the Pshites that Mishav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba, so it is the equivalent of Kosav Shem Yishimen, but in the Maskone the Gemara this is Nitche, and according to Maskone of the Gemara, so not only is it Potter in the case of Mishav Mizrek Arba Vizorek Shmeino, but even the case of Mishav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba. That's Rashi Shite. The shita of the Rambam and the Rashbo is that whatever was assumed by the Gemara at the beginning remains in Maskone too. And when the Gemara is only saying that in the case of Nischav Mizrek Arba Vizorak Shmeino, so then he's spot. But in the case of Nischav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorak Arba, so the Rashbo says, and that's the Rambam Shite, that even according to Maskon of the Gemara, so it's the equivalent of Shemishin. And then I said that should be told in the question discussed by Rab Chaim and Rab Elek. Now, if we say, of course, I mean, apparently there are some Rishenim who hold that the Daladamis, even the Daladamis itself, even the initial Daladamis, is not an integral part of the Maisavere. But if we assume that the Daladamis is certainly, the initial Daladamis is certainly an integral part of the Maisavere, what about one who is Eireik, who is Mavir, Chesamis? So Reb Chaim assumes that where the Havore or the Zrike consists of Chesamis, then all the Chesamis are an integral part of the Maisavere. And Rabbele assumed, no, that only the initial Daladamis, but the second Daladamis, anything over and above the initial Daladamis is a neutral zone. Is a neutral zone. So I said that in order to explain the Shite of the Rashbo, now according to the Rashbo, so what the Gemara said at first, that Mishav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba, so it's the equivalent of Kosav Shem Yishimen, that remains in the Maskone. And how does Rashi explain, even though Rashi holds that the Maskone of the Gemara is that even Mishav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba is Potter, but in the Havamin of the Gemara at the beginning, so the Gemara certainly said Pshite Mishav Mizrek Shmeino Vizorek Arba Hare Kosav Shem Yishimen. So Rashi explains it on the basis of the same lomdes that applies to Shem Yishimen. Why do we say Shem Yishimen is chayev? And it is in Lachas Machsheves, because fourth of the Beder. So we don't say that his potter is Tatnu Lechet Machsheves. So Mele, according to the Rashbo, so Nischavu Lizre Shmeino Vizorak Arba is also like Nischavin Limlochak Deilo Veyoso Melochak Tam. So if we say as Reb Chaim, then we can understand the Rashbo. In other words, that when one is Erik Arba, then the Maisa Avira consists of this Rikes Arba. But when one is Erik Ches, so the Maisa Avira consists not only in the Zrike or in the Avore of the first Arba Ames, but in all the Ches Ames. Even the Ames over and above the Arba, so it's also an essential part of the Maisa Avira. True, he doesn't need it, but if he does, if he is Mavir more than Arba, so all the whole distance that the Chayfetz passes in the Rishus HaRabim is an integral part of Ma'is Avere. So Memele we can understand the analogy between Shem Shemen and Nischam Litzchim Shemen Vizorak Arba. Not that we have to say. In other words, Rashi could also agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. That when you are Zerik Ches, so all the Ches Ames is an integral part of my son Vire. Rashi could agree with that, but there is one difference, and that's the difference between the Havamin of the Gemara, and the Gemara said Pshite, that it is the equivalent of Shem Shemen, and Maskon of the Gemara, it's not equivalent. Why? Because when you write Shem, and you are mischaven to write Shemen, so then you certainly can say Yesh Bechol Mosai Mone. You are mischaven to write not only Shemen, but in addition to Shin Mem, you are mischavim to write. In other words, in effect, when you are mischavim to write Shin Moin, so you are mischavim to write Shin Mem plus Ayin Vav Nun, and you wrote your Shin Mem, so it's mischavim l'mochak deilo v'osam l'mochak tano, so it's certainly l'achas machsheves. But Rashi says the maskon of the Gemara is sins by Dalet Ames. There is another element that is an essential ingredient, Hanochet. So Mimele, when he was mischavein lizrit shmeino, so then the kavone was to write not only in melocha gdeilo, not to write. I mean, not only to be zeirik in melocha gdeilo chesames, but that the hanoche should be at the end of chesames, the end of chesames. Masheinkei, when it fell at the end of dalet ames, so the hanoche, which is also an essential ingredient, it did not take place the way he was mischaven it to take place. That's Rashi. So, but the Rashi holds not. The Rashi holds. When one is Erik Ches, so all the Ches is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. So when he is mischaven Lizrek Shmeino Vizorak Arba, so that means he is mischaven Limlochadil. In other words, he was mischaving for a long itzoy, up to, and then the Hanoche should be upon the completion of the pesek, of the meloche of itzoy, upon the completion of the meloche of itzoy. And then he was Eric Dalet. He is Eric Dalet. So it's also meloche tano. It's also meloche tano. Now then you'll ask. Then you ask, but after all, how can the Rashba say that this is the equivalent of Shem Shimon? True, he agrees with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. But Rashi can also agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. But still, according to Rashi, so the Gemara in the Maskone was Deiche, what the Gemara said at the beginning. Why? Because true, all the Chesames is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere, but after all, his kavone was that the Hanoche, which is certainly an essential ingredient of the Ma'is Avere, should be at the end of Ches Ames. And the Hanoche was not at the end of Ches Ames. So as far as the change between Ches Ames and Dalet Ames, so it's Meloche, so it's the same relationship as between Shimoin and Shem. But here there is another element. His kavone was that Anoche should be at the end of Ches Ames, and then Actually, it was at the end of Aramis. At the end of Aramis. So how will the Rashba explain it? So we have to apply something else that Rashi himself says. Now, Rashi. Rashi Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. I think that I mentioned it when we went over. You did the third line from the end of the Amud. Yod Linayah. Hilkach ki yoitzi ol yot amide. Vinderach itzoye belo yakir vano. So Rashi here is emphasizing that the reason as to why Hanoche is necessary, and Hanoche is certainly an essential ingredient, but it's not that Hanoche is essential ingredient, something separate from the Tzoy. No. Because the Maisavele consists of Tzoy. But without Akir and without Hanoche, it's not the Tzoy. So it is an essential ingredient, but it's not an essential independent ingredient. It's part and parcel of the nature of Hitzoye. Hitzoye, Derech Hitzoye is with Anoche. So in other words, so Mimele, the Rashba can agree with this, that it's not that Anoche is an independent ingredient. If Anoche would be an independent ingredient, so then the Rashba couldn't say that even according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Nischav Lizrich Shemein of Zohar Karba is the equivalent of Shemishim. After all, Shemishim, and so it's Nischav Limloch Adela, but some Loch Tano. Mashenkin here, as far as one ingredient is concerned, so it's Meloch Adela and Loch Tano. But as far as the other ingredient is concerned, it's two separate things. The Kavone was that the Hanoche should be at the end of Chesames, and then the Hanoche was at the end of Forames. So if we are going to say that Hanoche is an independent ingredient, so then you couldn't make an analogy between Nischav Lizrek Shemein of Ezor HaKarba and Shemishime. One second. But if we say that Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, Hanoche, because as Rashi says, in the Chitzoy Bikach. So Mimele, the Rashba says that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, so when is Nischav Lizrek Shemein of Zorek Arba, in effect, when you analyze it, so it's Nischav Limloch Deilo and also Meloch Tano. Because he was Mischaving to do a Chitzoy over a distance of Chesam. And what did he do? And he did a Itzoy over a distance of Foranes. True. So that's as far as the difference between Ches and Dalin is concerned. So Yesh Mechal Musayimon. But you say his Kavone was that Anoche should be at the end of Ches. So if Anoche had been an independent ingredient in Echaname, so if the Kavone was that Anoche should be at the end of Ches Ames, and then the Anoche was at the end of Forames, so it's a different belach. So it's like Nischavin Lilki Taimin Veloket Anovin. It's the same belach, but it's a different heft. But since Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, why is Hanoche necessary? Because without Hanoche, so the Itzoye is not really completed. In Derech Itzoye Pitach. When do you have a completion on Itzoye? A completed act of Itzoye. So, in other words, without Hanoche, so that means that the Itzoye is in the process. So, there is no Itzoye. Itzoye means a completed act of Itzoye. In other words, it has to have a beginning, and it has to have an end. So, the Akire without Akire, so it means that Itzoye does not have a real beginning. You have to be able to delineate. This is the Pshat in Rashi Dav Gimel. Why is Akire and Hanoche important? Because it's not... Rashi doesn't mean in derech hitzoy b'kach, so it's klachayad. He doesn't mean klachayad. There's nothing to do with klachayad. He means in derech hitzoy b'kach, in order to be a hitzoy that is asur midraise for which is chay v'chatos, so it must it should be capable of being delineated. This is the beginning of the hitzoy. This is where the hitzoy starts, and this is where the Itzoy ends. So where, if you have Akira and the Anoche, so the Itzoy starts with Akira and the Itzoy ends with Anoche. So Mimele, the Rashba holds the Maskona of the, even according to Maskona of the Gemara. So Nishavu Lizrek Shemenu Mizorek Arba, so it's Mamesh, like Kosav Shemeshimen. Nishavu Lochad Deilo, Vyosam Lochad Tano. In other words, he was Nishavu to do a Melechas Itzoy over Chesanes, with Anoche being completed at the end of the Itzoy. And he did a Melechas Itzoy of Dalet Ames, with Anoche taking place at the end of the Itzoy. You see, if we are going to say that Anoche is an independent ingredient, so then we cannot say Yesh B'chol Mosayimone, because vis-a-vis the ingredient of Anoche, it's a different Anoche. So it's the same difference as Nisham Lil Kitenim, you look at Anoche, you see. But if we say that Hanoche is not an independent ingredient, in other words, without Hanoche, so it's not a real Itzoye. It's not a Derech Itzoye. In other words, not Derech Itzoye in the sense of Tlachayat. Because it has to be, if there is a Kir and Hanoche, so then the Itzoye can be delineated, and it can be described, and it is limited from the time when the Akira takes place until the time the Anoche takes place. But if there is no Anoche, so it's not a completed act of Itzoy. So Mimele, since, so we can apply, so the Rashba holds that we can apply the Aloche of the same deen, the same Lomdes as Kosav Shemishim. It's Yesh B'chol Mosayimone. Now, but Rashi, so however, if we are going to say, so we have to say that Rashbo agrees with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, that when he Zerik Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of my Savere. So if, let's say, the Rashbo had assumed, like the Lomdes of Rebele, that when you are Zerik Chesames, so after the first initial Dalet Ames, over and above the first initial Dalet Ames, so it's a neutral zone. So then, it's a different heft of Meloche. Not a different Meloche, but a different heft of Meloche. Now, that's a Gemara in Krisis. That Nischavin Lil Ketemi, Vizorak, Anovin, so then it's not Melechas Machshavas. Nischavin Lil Ketemi, Vizorak, Anovin. According to everyone. Unless in the case of Shochach Melaket Melibei, so then, there is a difference. But if it's not the case of Shochach Melaket Melibei, so Nischavin Lil Ketemi, Vizorak, Anovin, so then, it's not Melechas Machshavas. But it's the same Meloche, I mean, it's not a different Meloche. It's the Meloche of Teilech. The answer is, it's a different Hefze. The same Meloche, but the same Meloche is applied on a different Hefze. According to his Kavone, so the Meloche of Teilech was to be applied on the Hefze of Teinim, and then, actually, it turned out to be applied on the Hefze of Anovim. So it's the same Meloche, but a different Hefze. A different Hefze. It's applied on a different Hefze. So, Mimele, if we are going to say that when one is Eirik Chesames, so all the Chesames is an integral part of the Maizavere, so it's the same Hefze. It's the same Hefze. Yesh B'chol Mosayimone. So it's like Shem Shimon. But if we are going to say that only the first initial Dalet Ames is an integral part of Maizavere, and any Ames that passes in the Rishus Arabi beyond the first Dalet Ames is a neutral zone, is like stop. And then the Anoche takes place not upon the completion. Not upon the completion of the Dalet Ames, which is an essential part of the Maisaveya. The Anoche takes place after the completion of the neutral part in the Maisaveya. The neutral part, the neutral zone of the Maisaveir of Itzoy. So Mimele, if he was Nishavim Lizrek Shmeino, so in other words, his Kavone was to be Zerek, but as far as a significant Kavone is concerned, whatever is a neutral zone in the Maisaveir, so Kavone doesn't attach to it. I mean, it's not Shayach to say he was Nishavim Lizrek Ches. But, I mean, it's of no significance. Let's say, suppose one is if it is Zeirik Derach Stop, let's say. If he's Zeirik Derach Stop. So in other words, so it's Shayach to say his Kavone, whatever he does, while it passes Derach Stop. So here too, so if we say that the Amis over in the book, the initial Dalet Amis is a neutral zone, so even when he's Mischave, Lizrik Shmeino, Vizorak Shmeino. So, what is the important kavone? Not to be Zerich Shmeino. Because the second four Amis, that's a neutral thing that just happened. So even when he's Nishavim Lizrik Shmeino, Vizorak Shmeino. So, it is in Melachas Machsheves, not because the kavone was for Shmeino. I mean, of what relevance, of what significance is the kavone that it should pass Shmeino. That's a neutral thing. So even in a case of Nischav Mitzrik Shmeino, Vizorak Shmeino, so the significant and important kavone is the kavone that it should pass Lechol HaPoches Dalet Amis. And then the kavone was that the Hanoche should not be immediately upon the completion of the passing of the Ma'is Avere, but that Hanoche should be after it will pass to a neutral zone. So in other words, so his kavone was for one chepti. In other words, to be Zeirik Dalet Amis with Hanoche at the end of Dalet Amis, of Ches Amis. And then he was Zeirik Dalet Amis with Hanoche at the end of Dalet Amis, not at the end of Ches Amis. So it's like Mischavi Lil Ketanim, Vilo Katanovi. So it's a different heft. So it's a different heft. Now, just one second, please, one second. Now, the Rashba, here in the Chidushim, says that he applies the same thing, Nischavim Lizrik, just as Nischavim Lizrik. Lizrik Shmeino. Nischavim Lizrik Shmeino. Vizorak Arba. So he's Chayev, why? Because it's like Shem Shimen. So he says the same thing would be if someone would be Zeirik, Meshusarabim, Meshusarabim, the next vice. In other words, Meshusarabim, Meshusarabim, Meshayochid Behemza. So Dalet Ames is Chayev. Daldames is high. Now suppose he was Nischavei, there is a Rishus Rabim here, and there is a Rishus Rabim here, and in the middle there is a Rishus Ayochi, and there is four Ames from the point where he started to be Zeirik up to the point where he was Nischavei and it should fall, there is four Ames in the Rishus Rabim itself. But that was his Kavon. But what happened? It fell down the Rishus Ayochi here. So the Rashba says, in such a case, so he would be chayev, because it's also like nischaving lizrik shmeino vizorakav. Now we have to understand, bishleim in the case of nischaving lizrik shmeino vizorakav. So as we explained it, because the Rashba agrees with the lomdes of Reb Chaim, that when one is a rikhesame, so all the chesames is an integral part of my savere. So mimele, and true that Hanoche is essential, but Hanoche is essential not as an independent ingredient. Hanoche is essential because this is imminent. Hanoche is imminent in the derech itzoy. Is imminent in the itzoy. So mimele nischavim lizrik shmeino vizorak arba. So it's like shemishim yesh b'chol masayim on it, because he in effect was mischavim to melochik deile. To Melachik Deile, and he did the Melachik Tane. Nischam Lizrik Shimen, and because of Shem. But in the case of Zerik Meshusarabim, Nischavim, Lizrik Meshusarabim, Lishusarabim, Ushayochi Behemza, and then it fell into the Rishusayochi. Sayochit, how can you say, Yesh Bechol Mosaimon? But we have to say that the Pshat in the Rashbo is, Yesh Bechol Mosaimon, Nischavim Melachik Deile. Because even though the Rashba doesn't use that expression, but from Rashi, true Rashi is chelik on the Rashba. So, but Rashi in explaining the havamin of the Gemara, that Nischavim Lizrik Shmeino Vizorak Arba is the equivalent of Shem Shimen, so he explains that on the basis of Nischavim Lizrik Shmeino Vizorak Arba. So, Vishleim in the case of Nischavim Lizrik Shmeino Vizorak Arba, so it's Melachak Deilo. Versus Melachak Tano, but Nischavim Lizrik Meshusarabim Meshusayochi Behemza, and the kavone was that it should fall in the other Meshusarabim, and then it fell in the Meshusayochi. So how is it Lohadil, Lohatanu? It's two separate things. His kavone was to do the tzoye of Bavad Aladamis, of Zirid Aladamis, Mishus Aradim. And actually it was Mishus Lashus. So we have to say, in order to explain, in order that the Rajbo should make sense, we have to say that the Rajbo agrees with the Balamoyer. The Balamoyer Shite is that that true that the Gemara says that the Dalet Amos Gershus Arabim Hilchasi Gemara Gmiral. So the Yerushalme he and Azeirik says that according to Rabbi Yude, so because of the fact that the Gemara Gmiral it's a local Mishmi Sinai, it's a separate da. According to Rabbi Yude, it's a separate da. It's a separate da. As a matter of fact, the Miri mentions such a pshat in our Gemara too. Gemara Gmiral, so it's a separate da. So the Miri rejected. But and there is no, the Yerushalmi doesn't say it according to everybody. The Yerushalmi only says it, I'll leave it Rabbi Yude. But according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, so even the Yerushalmi will admit that Dal Damas Bershus Rabbim is not a separate Av. It's the same Av. Now the question is, why is it the same Av? It's something else entirely. So because of that, that's the reason as to why the Balamoya says that the reason as to why Mavet Daladamis Bershus Rabbim is Chayev is because Daladamis Shalodom Kenesle. That's what he says. So everybody raises the question against the Balamoye, how can he apply this halacha of Daladamis Shalodom is Kenesle when this is only Takonis Chachomim? So it's an Indian in the Nemomenesef, Kabez Nefke. So mainly the Chachomim were Makne to a person, his Daladamis, that it should be considered his Rishus, so it's like his Chotzer. But it's the Rabbonim Dikaloche, and then what has it to do with Zchikim Rishus L'Rishus? Rishus HaYochid does not depend just on private ownership. Alright, the Ramban says, and it's probably true according to all Rishenim, except according to one Rishenim, so Blessed Be Yaakov is Chilik on it, we explain it. But certainly according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Zavi Yaakov, so all the Shainim agree that if, let's say, a Rishus Rabbim has all the characteristics of a Rishus Rabbim, Shishim Ribei and Tezainam or everything, but it's privately owned, so it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Alright, so that means that's a chisor in Rishus Rabbim with its private ownership. But in order to become a Rishus HaYochid, it cannot become a Rishus HaYochid simply on the basis because it's privately owned. The main thing in Rishus HaYochid is Mechitzes. So what Shaiches has the Aloche of Taladami Shalodom Kenisley to make him a Rishus Lashus. And the Balamoyer says that's the reason as to why Mavad Avraham Rishus Rabbim is Chayev, because Taladami Shalodom Kenisley. So one kashi is that all everybody raises against the Balamoyer is that's only the Rabbonon. Second kashi is even the Rabbonon, so it only means that he has title, but that doesn't make it into Rishus HaYochid. Title alone does not make it into Rishus HaYochid. We must have mechitzes. The third kashi that everybody raises against the Balamoyer is, but the halacha is, the Gemara says in Bom Metzien, Shnai Morzin, that our Damas is only Kenan a Simto, it's not Kenan Rishus Arabi. Now, here we are dealing with Rishus Arabi. But the plain pshat in Ramoyer is not that it's mamish based upon the halacha of the Aladami Shalodim Kenesli. That's it, Akonis Chachomim, Hefka Bezn Hefka. The raya is, why would the Chachomim, in other words, you see, as I mentioned it many times, that's mentioned by Rishenim, that every Takones Chachomim, besides of the reason of the rationale as to why, there must be a reason as to the how. There are just a few exceptions, my Mitzvoshten, to other Takones that only have a rationale as to the why, but do not have a rationale as to how. So, Memele, the Chachomim or Misake. Chachomim or Misake, Daladame should be king. So the Gemara gives the time as to why, but it has to make sense. In other words, the Akonis Chachomim was that the Aladamis of a person should have a din of a chot. So there is a good reason why the Chachomim was misaki, but how does it work? I mean, what's the shaykhes between Dalet Amis and Worms Chotzer? After all, it's not his. The answer is because we find the halacha of Dalet Amis in Isurim too. Now, for example, if somebody was Yeitze Chutz Litchum, so Yefchali was his Mekane. He's not allowed. Suppose someone was Yeitze Chutz Litchum, then he wants to go back. So he's not allowed to go like Haim Amo. If he was Yeitze Chutz Litchum, so then Yefchali was his Mekane. Except if he was Yeitze Hatlum Nadleke, this, that, the mitzvah. But where it was a mitzvah for him to go chutz litchum. But if it wasn't a mitzvah, if it wasn't the heker, so then the halacha is, if he's yetzer chutz litchum, he's not allowed, he must stop there. He must stop there. So he's still allowed to move within Dalet Amis. That's the halacha. So we see that the Dalet Amis is considered misuri. Ligabe yetzer chutz litchum. So it's considered like the mishusi shalot. In other words, the halacha is that if someone was yitzchak l'tchum, also lost his mekame. But within the Dalet Amis, he can move around within the Dalet Amis. Why? Because the Dalet Amis, that's his rishus. So we see that the Dalet Amis shalodom is considered his rishus. The Dalet Amis shalodom. Because of that, Chachomim wa misakein, the Dalet Amis shalodom should be considered his mother. Because we find a counterpart aloche vis-a-vis Yisa. Let's say Lekabe Yitzchak Chutz Litchum. So he actually lost his Mekamei, but still Dalet Amis is allowed to move around within his Dalet Amis. Why? So we see because Dalet Amis, it's not considered, when you move Dalet Amis, it's not considered as if you moved around. It's considered as if you kept on jumping on the same spot. So is that considered moving around? No, you keep on jumping. So as long as you move in a horizontal direction, not more than Dalet Amis, within Dalet Amis, so Mimele, it's Rishus Ishalodo. That is Rishus Ligabe Isa. So Mimele, Chomimom Misake, the Dalet Amis should be considered his Chotzer. So the Balamuya mentions, true, the Balamuya doesn't mention this Aloch in Eirem. He mentions the Gemorim Bometzie. But from the Gemara of Mitzia we see that Dalet Amis is considered even in respect to Yisa as Rishus Shalodom. That's the reason as to why the Chachomim were able to be misakein that it should have a din of Chotzer too. Now, so vis-a-vis the Takone, that it should have title in Dalet Amis. So the Chachomim didn't want to apply it to Rishus Arab, that it should have title. But since the Chachomim were misakein that Bisimte, Dalet Amis should be his Chotzer. Why? Because Dalet Amis midraise is considered one's Rishus. So Mimele even Rishus Arabim is considered Rishus. And as far as Yeitze Chutz Litchum is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. Even if he happens to be, when he realizes that he's Chutz Litchum, so he happens to be in a Rishus Arabim, not Nisimta, so he's also the Halacha is that he's not, while he's not allowed to be Losis Mekamek, but he might move around within the Dalet Amis. Anyway, some Mimele, Gmore Gmiralo, that's the Aloch Lemish Mesinai. But it's not Aloch Lemish Mesinai that Dalet Amis is a new kind of Itzoy. If it's a new kind of Itzoy, so then it should be considered a separate Av. No, the Aloch Lemish Mesinai declares that Dalet Amis, when you are Meitzi in the Rishus Arabi, from Tchila Sarba, Liseif Arba, so in effect, you are Meitzim Yoshus Roshus. Because the other Dalet Amis is already another Rishus, insofar as the Isa of Meitzim Yoshus Roshus is concerned. So in the Mele, we can understand as to why the Rashba says that the same Aloche of Mishav and Mizrek Shmeino, the same Aloche of Mishav and Mizrek Shmeino, Vizorak Arba, so applies to the case of Nishavim, Lizrik, Mishus Rabim, Mishayochid, Emtza, and then it fell in the Rishus Hayochid. Why? Because it's also Yesh B'chol Mosayim Ona. It's Nishavim, Lochagdeilo, because it's Zerik, it was Nishavim, Lizrik, Mishus Rabim, Mishayochid, Emtza. And what is the Chiyub for Dalet Amis, Mishus Rabim? Mishus Lashus. But that was a long Itzoye. Itzoye Arichte of Mishus Lashus. Dalet Amis. The Dalet Amis it was a richter of Meshus Leshus. And then there was a Itzoye Ktzoro of Meshus Leshus. It fell under Shayochid. So Mimele, it's like Nischav and Shemishim. Now, one second, please. Now, I mentioned last time, you know, Rabbi Kvigas Kashi and Rabbi Kvigas Teretz. And at that time, I did not, because it got late, so I didn't mention another Kashi of Rabbi Kvigas that he doesn't give it Teretz. Now, Rabbi Kvigas' first Kashi that I mentioned last time, so one under Rashi, Ulmaidi Solekadait, Nei Nami de Mechayeva told the Mokmat, Hochel Aftarti, Dil Hochel Isid Dalit Boyu Tenuach, Hochel Mechayeva Vokas Dalit, Lova Mitchles Dalit, Isid Dalit Mishis Arabi, Ela Atzoy Lechudi Ode Mechayev, Vitzoy Arichel Ode Ovan. So, the Rashi, so the Gemara is the Kashi, Ulmaidi Solekadait, Atayt Mishor, Mechayeva Rabbi Dishtayim, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek Aboyel, Ilochek So Rashi says, "Nei nami mechayiv atol demokamav hochel aftarti ke." So di lo hochel isiv dalit boilo di tenuach hochel mechayiv avores dalit di lo yovam itchlas dalit li save dalit. So if the kavone was that it should rest, li save dalit, so he shouldn't be mechuyev avores dalit di lo yovam itchlas li save dalit mishes rabim el atzoy lechudu de mechayiv viitzoy arichu dava. So the Rabbi Kvigas Kashi was on the contrary. Rashi should say the Ili Hochel Isiv Dalet Boyle Tonuach. So Mimele he cannot be Mechuyev on Itzoye Mershus Leoshus. Why? Because it's not Melechus Machshevetz. Because as far as the Itzoye Mershus Leoshus is concerned, so it's Loim Iskaimo Machshavte. But since he says, since Rabbi Yehuda holds Chutok Mishu Chatanye, so even though his kavone was, I mean, this is what Rabbi Kveya asked in the Kash. So even though the kavone of the Zeirik was that Hanocha should be Lisev Dalet, but the moment it passed the borderline between the Rishus Hayochid and the Rishus Harabim. So then it was Hunach, it was Kluto. Right after the borderline. So it was Kluto. So there was Anoche. And then a new Akira. And then a new Anoche, two Anoche. At the end of our Dames. So Rashi should say, Hocheloi Mechaye Vaitzoyim Yoshus Loshus. Do have him Lechis Machsheves. Elo, Aitzoyim Mitchilas Dalet Lisei Dalet Ud Mechaye. Why does Rashi say that where the Kavone was, that we saved Aled, it should be Tonuach, so then he's Mechuyev, Aitzoye, Meshus Reshus, not an Aitzoye Mitchilas Dalet Lisev Dalet. So, Rabbi Kvigas says, I mean, that's a very simple tarot, because Rashi, he says, Rashi agrees with the Rashbo. The Rashbo Shite is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so when do we say Klutok Mishu Chadami, and Teisves says the same thing in Eirem. And there it's Mashma from Teisves Tafpei in Shabbos also the same thing. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so we say Klutok Mishu Chadami, but only when it's Nisavda Machshavte we say Klutok Mishu Chadami. But if it's not Nisavda Machshavte, Nasim Machshavte, then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even say Klutok Mishu Chadami. So it's not only Nisavda Machshavte is not only an important element in Meleches Machsheves. It's an important element in Klutok Mishu Chadami. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says. Why? Because since his kavone was that he should rest at the end of Dalet, not after crossing the borderline, he had no kavone that he should rest at the end. When it crosses the borderline, it should be kluto and rest at the end of, after passing the borderline. So Mimele, after passing the borderline, it's not Unach. So there is no Hanoche and then a new Akire. But all there is There is just anoche at the end of Dalet. So it's chayev for it's oyarich. This is the terrorist Rabbi Kveiga. Now then Rabbi Kveiga, that I mentioned last time. But then Rabbi Kveiga says, and it remains in Sochil. So how does Rashi say? V'lav haim di boimene. V'yomer li beimia. Holy omaroche, loy mechayev, eloy mkinocho bimkimach shavtei. Hochenami bitavaye miftea. Leishne nischavu mizrik shmeino vizorak arba. Leishne mizrik arba vizorak shmeino dipotea. So what's the raya? Maybe we can say over there that nischavim lizrik shmeino over there. So the Gemara says ilochik boilo lohochelohik boilo. So that means ilochik. So the Gemara over there meant ilochik. If the kavone was that after the borderline should be done ochik. So we save dalit leboil tenuach. But then, and if the kavone was that the anoche should be at the end of dalit, so then there is no kluto kemishunchom. Mashenken here in ischaven lizrek shmeino vizorak arba, in ischaven lizrek shmeino vizorak arba. So then, we can say that he is chayev, because over there the Gemara, what's the raya from the fact that only in the case of beim kol mokim shetiyotze tonuach, so Rabbi Yehuda can be mechayev shtayim, but if not in the case of kol mokim shetiyotze tonuach, Rabbi Yehuda cannot be mechayev shtayim. So the reason as to why over there. So he could not be mechayev shtayim because we couldn't say kluto kemishon chadami. We couldn't say kluto kemishon chadami. But in the case of nischavim lizrik shmeino vizorakarba, there it's not a question of kluto kemishon chadami. That's Rabbi Kveiga's kashi. So we have to say that the Rashba holds that. Just as we apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money in regard to meleches machsheves, so we apply the same lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money in regard to kluto kemishon chadami. In other words, why do we say that just as the Gemara said, so the Gemara said over there. So he says, "Dilo hocheli save dalit. Dilo hocheli save dalit boil tenuach. Hocheli mechayev avoras dalit. Why? Dilo yova mitchilas dalit. Li save dalit b'shus arabim. Eloi tzoyin lechudin mechayev. I mean the Rashi holds, not Rashbo. So li save dalit b'shus arabim. Eloi tzoyin lechudin mechayev. V'itzoy arich deu dovat. V'doy arich deu dovat. Why? Because there is." We don't say kluto kemishon chadamye. Now, if we are going, so obviously we don't apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money. Because if we are going to apply the lomdes of yesh b'chal mosai money, so just as that lomdes has relevance, has significance, ligabi the question of leches machsheves, it should have relevance ligabi the question of kluto kemishon chadamye too. Because what's the reason as to why we say? So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when we say kluto kemishon chadamye, only when there is kavon, that it should be munach. But mimeile, so Rashi says that in this case, since the Gemara said here, nei di lehocheli seif dalet boyle litonuach, hocheli mechayev havores dalet, diloyova mitchilas dalet li seif dalet b'shus arabi. So how did Rabbi Kveiga himself explain it? Because it's not kluto kemishon chadamye. When does Rabbi Yehuda say kluto kemishon chadamye? If there is kavone. So only when there is kavone, then it should be hunach. Then we say kluto kemishon chadamye. But so now the Gemara is saying. We love. Vilav Haine Domalei Rabbin el Rabashe Vomalei, Behima Komokim Shetir Tzetonuach. So in other words, he couldn't visualize that Rabbi Yehuda should be Mechayev Shtayim, except in the case of Eime Komokim Shetir Tzetonuach. Because otherwise, he couldn't be Mechayev Shtayim. Why? Because he lehochik boyalo, vi lehochik boyalo. So he lehochik boyalo, so he saved Dalet boyalo Tzetonuach. So hochel Mechayev Avogas Dalet. Why? Because it's not good to come to Shukadami. So obviously we don't apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh. Because if we are to apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh, so we should say Kudukim Shemuncha too. True, we only say Kudukim Shemuncha if he had Kavone that he should be called and Munach at that point. But, and here I didn't have Kavone. But, since if we apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh vis-a-vis the question of Melechas Machshevis, so we should apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh vis-a-vis Kudukim Shemuncha too. It's true that we only say Kludek Mishuncho if there is Kavone that it should be Huncho at that point. But on the basis of the Lomdes, of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh, of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh, so Mimele we should say that if we save Dalet Boyle Yitonuach, so it should be considered Munach after crossing the borderline. Because of the Lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh. This is what Rashi says. The Rashbo holds differently. He distinguishes between the lomdes of Malachas Machsheves and the lomdes of Klutok Mishuncha Damye. Vis-a-vis Malachas Machsheves, so there we can apply the lomdes of Yesh B'chal Mosayim Moneh according to the Rashbo. But vis-a-vis Klutok Mishuncha Damye, so then in order that Klutok should be Kimishuncha, so there must be an actual Kavone that it should be Munach, should be considered as Munach at the point where it is called. But where there is no actual kavone that in the person's mind that it should be considered munach at the point where it is kluto, so then we don't say kluto kamishon chadamye. That's the Rashba shite. But Rashi Israel. Yes.
In the Rashba, I don't know if it's instead of the Leo, but could the Rashba be related to the Yuri Shita in Sutta that the Hanukha in the Vera of Hadalas, which is a rabbit, the Hanukha doesn't have to be together with the Dalamas? So the Gabi doesn't matter that with Tess. The Hanukha can be after Tess.
Oh, you mean like the Miri Shita in Sukkah and the Miri Shita in Shabbos? Right. That the Maisa Vere consists exclusively of the Dalet Ames. But there has to be Hanukha. All right, fine.
That must
accord with Rashi Dav Gimel. Otherwise, we couldn't explain it.
But it's not because it's there.
No, you must accord. Okay. The Miri certainly has to accord with Rashi Dav Gimel. Rashi does not have to accord with the Miri, but the Miri in Sukkah and in Shabbos must necessarily accord with Rashi Dav Gimel. No, it must accord with Rashi. Must accord with Rashi. Now, in explaining, in understanding the Shite of the Rashbo, that the Rashbo says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only say Kluto Kimisha Huncho if he has Kavone that it should be considered as Munach. I mean, we have to understand it. What's the Pshat? That only if he has Kavone that it should be munach. So then Kluto is kimishon. Now, we have to understand it. Now, I just want to go over the next piece of Gemara. And then there seems to be a stira between two Rashbos and the next piece of Gemara. Tone Rabo, Hazirik Mishus Arabim, Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochi Be'emtza, Daladam is Chayet, Poches Ma'abaham is Potah. So in other words, Rashi says, now, I mentioned already, that the Ralbag is chilek, and Rashi's pshat, the Rambam's pshat, the Rach's pshat, all the Rishonim say is Rashi. Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochi Be'em, Daladam is Chayet, Imova Mishus Arabim Daladam is, Vafilo Aldei Tziru of his Chayet. So in other words, in order to be Chayet, the Daladam is must be constituted.